With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W-F-A-N.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:26 on this now Saturday morning. Game 7. Yes, sir. It doesn't get better than that. How are we all doing? I had a fantastic evening. Just a glorious evening that I'm sure we'll get to over the course of the morning, as I was sitting at Citi Field watching the Rangers, watching the Yankees bring their hitting shoes to Chicago yet again. But the New York Rangers, baby, force a game 7 in Pittsburgh. What a performance. Back-to-back games. Back-to-back games. A team that we killed for the way they played earlier in this series. Back-to-back games, 5 and 6, with their backs up against the wall, fall behind 2-0 in both games, and come storming back in the second period, and yet again in game 6, come all the way back, give up the lead to tie it up 3-3, but then eventually come through, win the game, force a game 7. The superstars showed up. The goalie played much better, came through with a big-time pass. Still looks a little shaky for me at times, but I'm not going to complain about it now. The New York Rangers showed some guts, some toughness, and the superstars came out to play. And that's really what you – when you talk about this game and you watch this game and you think about this game right now, this Game 6 that now has forced a Game 7 at home tomorrow night, Sunday night, 7 p.m., Rangers-Penguins – at the Garden, Game 7. The Rangers play Game 7s. It's so I told you this. Going back to when the Rangers and Hank were going through the postseason every single year. They play Game 7s. It doesn't matter who they play, what seed they are. They are going to play a Game 7. It's unbelievable how they've managed to make these series as compelling as they've been. And this one looked like it was in the toilet. And to rally back both times down 2-0 in 5 and 6 have just been remarkable. And last night's game was just that. They came out and were awful in the first period. Awful. Taking bad penalties, 5-on-3. Just ugly, ugly hockey. They give up the 2 goals to Carter and Rust. And you just got this feeling that they were unable to play defense. Yeah, you know, Igor wasn't very good. The second goal in particular, there's nothing you can do. They can't get it out of the zone. They're not playing defense in front of them. They played just horrific defense really throughout this entire series, especially in Pittsburgh. Just an awful, awful defensive first period. Taking bad penalties, you name it, they did it in the first period. And going into the second period, my thought is, I remember I turned to Evan and I said, what they need to do, make sure you go into the third period no worse than down 2-1. And then Pittsburgh takes a bad penalty and Zibanejad decides to show up in this series. And he took over the game for a stretch there. They get that penalty, they get the power play, and boom. It's 5 seconds into the power play. They win the faceoff, which I wasn't sure I was watching correctly, that they won a damn faceoff. They've been unable to win a faceoff this entire series, but they win the faceoff. And boom, right, this has been a jab within 5 seconds of the power play. They get on the board, take it 2-1. Zibanejad scores again 1:16 later to tie it up 2-2. And then what we saw from Igor is what we've seen really all year. When you think about Igor, why he's up for the Hart Trophy, why he's probably going to win the Vezina, has been a couple of things. Obviously, his goals against average, but also his ability on a couple of different things where he prevents rebounds and he's terrific with the puck. And when you compare him to Hank, which you're naturally going to do, those have kind of been the two things that you look at and go, well, man, he does not allow rebounds and he is far superior than Hank with the puck. And that pass to Zibanejad that leads to the two-on-one with the save and then Kreider slamming it home and take a 3-2 lead was an incredible pass, an incredible play. Gives them a 3-2 lead, and then again they give it right back with a poor play by Trouba, who turns it over. It was almost mirrored games. It's, now that I'm thinking about it, it is so weird how close these two games are to being identical in Game 5 and 6. I mean, if you look at it, the goals against are exactly the same. Pittsburgh scores the first two, Rangers score the next three, Pittsburgh ties it up, Rangers score the next two, including an empty netter. The exact same circumstances of goals in both games. The third goal to tie it up is a terrible giveaway by Igor in Game 5, a bad play by Trouba in Game 6. But they're able to rally. They get a little bit of puck luck with the game-winning goal. It hits Domingue in the chest, bounces over his head, up in the air, fluttering in the air like the knuckle puck from the movie, Mighty Ducks, and it lands in the net. They're able to hold off the Penguins, put in the empty netter, and take this game 6 and force a game 7. And really, this young team and the young line, Lafreniere and Kako, I mean, they played great. They're out there in every situation against all the lines. Malkin made a great play. They're up against Malkin. And yes, the story of this series is going to be that Sid the Kid is not playing. The story is going to be that he had a concussion and probably out for the rest of the series, or at least obviously was for Game 6 and the portion of Game 5 when the Rangers came back. But them's the breaks. And the Rangers might have got some puck luck tonight, but them's the breaks. And they did everything they had to do to force this to Game 7. And to be down 3-1 and to be down two goals in both Game 5 and 6. Whatever you want to say about this team, whatever you want to say about this coach, as frustrated as we've been with the play and the style of play, and the goalie in particular has not been the same kind of player he was in the regular season. To me, even in this game, he looks shaky. It's like he just looks like there's a lot going on with him. It looks like there's a lot of movement. It looks like he's unsteady. I still don't love the way he's playing. He made some good saves. Some of the goals weren't necessarily his fault. I just don't like the way he looks in net right now. I honestly don't. And I'm hoping if they do pull off the miracle and come from behind 3-1 and win Game 7 on Sunday night, that he can move forward, get past this initial, first playoff series, come back from behind 3-1, take the embarrassment of getting pulled in multiple games in this series, take that and move on. But I still haven't loved the way he's playing. But whatever you want to say about this team, you got to give them this. They have guts, and they have got off the deck. And whether it's Kreider leading the team, you've seen the video now where he rips the iPad out of Zibanejad's hand on the bench, whether he's leading the team, whether it's Panarin, who's kind of been so-so in this series but's come through in a couple of big spots, whether obviously Trouba laying the hit, playing tough, Fox playing well. But Zibanejad and Kreider really took over the game here in the middle of this game when they needed the most, when they're down two goals to none, just absolutely looking like this game is about to be a sideways, embarrassing Game 6 where they can't do anything in Pittsburgh and get embarrassed on road ice this entire series. They step in, they get that power play goal, which was enormous. It changed the entire feel of the game. The entire feel of the game. And to get it so quick, right off a faceoff win, it was just a signal that all we needed was a break. And it broke the ice. They score a minute later, and this game belonged to the New York Rangers. And I was sitting there at Citi Field with my feet up, watching the iPads. Evan's got the Ranger game on one. I'm watching the Yankees hit home runs all over the place. By the way, I don't know if you noticed this. The Yankees don't lose. I'm not sure when they're going to lose again. I can't tell you they will. Right now, they're on pace for 120 wins. I mean, it's just amazing. But I'm sitting there in the rain. Evan's messing with me, taking videos. They fall. I finally just yelled at him after the second goal. He didn't post the video. He takes the video of me after the first goal. I'm pissed off. It's literally raining. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, obviously, during Carton and Roberts. I'm getting a lot of flack. I'm a Ranger fan. I want to watch the game. I promised Evan I would go to Citi Field with him weeks ago. You know, I feel bad. I told him I would go. I say, look, the Rangers are playing. I don't know if it's a good idea. Oh, don't worry. I'll have the iPads. It'll be great. We'll watch the game. What are you going to do? What's the difference? Are you going to be in the newsroom? Or are you going to be at Citi Field? Come see Max Scherzer pitch. I was like, all right, I guess I'll go. I'm getting all kinds of flack from it, whether it's Carton, whether it's other Ranger fans, that I'm not focused on the game because I'm at Citi Field. I was focused. I even took Evan's earbuds, and I'm listening to the game through his iPad. I'm watching the game. I barely watched the Met game, honestly. If you want to know which game took the biggest hit in my, you know, viewing pleasure, was really the game right in front of me because I'm watching the two iPads as the Yankees are kicking ass yet again and the Rangers are rallying back from 2-0. But he takes the video of me after they score the first goal and tries to do that same nonsense he pulled on me in Boston for the wild card game. And finally, after the second goal, I said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not being your fool. And I wish I would have kept it up because the videos would have been great. But Evan was like, well, once you do, oh, you don't want videos, then you don't want videos as they're coming back. And it was great to sit next to him. He was miserable. The Mets are absolutely doing nothing offensively. They get a rally in the first with a couple of walks. They get one run in, and then that's it. And the balls are just going nowhere in that building last night. I don't know if it's the heavy fog, the heavy air, but Alonso hit one to deep center that everyone in the ballpark thought was out of the building and managed to hang up for the center fielder. But they do absolutely nothing. It's a boring, ho-hum, nondescript game, and I'm watching this unbelievable Game 6 hockey game. I'm watching the Yankees hit home runs all over the place, and I'm watching Evan just sitting in his seat miserable, and it was fantastic. Meanwhile, the guy's got tickets for Game 7 at the Garden. He's probably going to be able to flip them for four times what he paid for them, and he's sitting there like a curmudgeon. But that's okay, because I enjoyed every second of it. I could have been at Stout with Sal Licata. He offered me to go and go to the bar and hang out there. I could have just been sitting here in the newsroom eating pizza watching the Rangers, but instead I went to Citi Field with my good friend Evan and rubbed it in his face every second as soon as they, you know, obviously tied the game at 2-2. Then I started, up until then I was kind of just, I was getting wet and pissed off. But then it changed with that power play goal. And Zibanejad and Kreider took over this game, and Shesterkin made an unbelievable pass to give them the lead. And then they hold on really throughout that end of the third period, come up with the lucky, all right, it's a lucky goal. It's a fluke goal. But you know what? This is what we were talking about the minute Domingue came in to be the third string goalie for this Pittsburgh team. Throw pucks at the net, create pressure, do things. Eventually this should crack. Shesterkin and Domingue can't be equals in this series if you want to win. They can't be equals. The advantage has to be taken advantage of. And whether it took Sid the Kid to get knocked out for it to really start to roll, then that's the dice, and that's the way it went. But this Ranger team has gotten off the deck twice now. You got to give it to them. This is the youngest team in hockey. No one expected this regular season. They expected them to play better in the series. That's fair. But down 3-1, I'm not really sure how many people thought they could rally this young team against a Pittsburgh team that was flying all over the ice, with Hall of Famers going on what's probably one last run for them, chasing a cup, to come from behind in two consecutive games down 2-0, rally back, and win these games. It's about as impressive for a young, up-and-coming team that's looking to make that step, looking to go through the gauntlet of NHL playoff hockey. Looking to make that, you know, win that first series, move on, get tougher, have this young line that's played terrific, get experience, have this young goaltender who's shaky right now, get experience, keep moving forward, start the path to a championship. No one expected it this year. I don't know if anyone expects it this year right now. But the way they've played the last couple games, you expect to win Game 7 on the Garden Ice tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And that's what you've got. We've got Game 7s all over the place in the NHL, Game 7s in the NBA. And we'll get to all of it as we get across the morning. I got you all the way till 5 a.m., 877-337-6666. We'll talk about my night at Citi Field. We'll talk about how the Yankees don't lose, ever. And they went into Chicago and have just pounded the White Sox. And everyone's hitting home runs. Everyone. Everyone is hitting home runs. Donaldson's hitting home runs, back-to-back nights. Gallo gets in it, if you can imagine. I think I even saw Hicks get a base hit with runners in scoring position. What the hell is in the water in Chicago? So we'll get to that. We'll have some fun. We'll get you ready for a Game 7. Let's go, Ranger fans. This is the time. Let's have some fun this morning. Let's enjoy our Friday night / Saturday morning. Let's talk it up. Let's get ready for a Game 7. Let's dream big as the superstars finally showed up. Zibanejad finally welcomed himself to this series. Kreider, 2 goals. Zibanejad, 2 goals. And the Rangers find themselves right now 1 win away from moving on. They've already forced the Game 7, and it is Rangers time right here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.